afternoon and welcome back to the show. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. I'm sure you can already tell I absolutely enjoy talking to you. Can you tell? I'm sure you can. I mean, the conversations we hold every single weekday, you're such therapy, you know, and you're such great company as well. I totally enjoy talking to you on the show. So welcome back once again to the conversation right here on the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. 12 minutes gone past 2 o'clock. We're going to talk about something that has been making the rounds for a couple of days now, even though it hasn't officially been confirmed per se. The parties in question haven't come out to verbally say, oh, yes, this is what it is. But, you know, the news has been making the rounds, especially with the parties involved coming out to post certain content on social media. People are saying, that should be verification for what just happened. But let's even delve into that. And I'll tell you what we're talking about this on this hour. Remember, before the end of the hour, I'm going to be giving out 5,000 naira to one lucky person. I will tell you what my criteria is when I'm about to announce the person. But the only hint I'm given is to go on social media, on Facebook and on Twitter, or either of the platforms, either Facebook or Twitter. We're going to be streaming live this conversation. You go watch on there and drop your comments either on Facebook or on Twitter. That's as much of a hint I would be giving you to win 5,000 naira today. But let's get right into it. There's been unconfirmed reports that Two-Face Idibia, the legend and hero, as it were, allegedly impregnated another woman and is expecting a baby from her, you know. And that news was all over the place, on blogs, on the lips of Nigerians, people dropping comments and all whatnot, you know. Well, as unconfirmed as that might be, Two-Face Idibia went on social media just about the same time to post an apology to his wife and every other person that has been affected by his benevolence to Mother Earth. So people are saying, well, it might be true. Why would he just come out and apologize, you know, in the middle of this news making the rounds? So he didn't come out to categorically say, oh, yes, I'm expecting another baby, but he came out to apologize. I'm sure this was like 4 days ago. I'm sure that you must have come across, you know, his apology. But in case you haven't, here's just a short part of it. I'm going to quote. I'm sorry for all the embarrassment I've caused my wife, my kids, my mother, and all our families and my management team. I am not looking for sympathy. I'm not trying to make myself look good. I have no excuses. I just want to do right by my wife and my kids and their moms and my mom and all families and my manager and friends. I beg you all to please just face me and cancel me anyhow. I am not quitting. I just want to go back to my default settings and denounce my role model status and make up lost time with my kids and give you all music that you will remember and understand why they call me Tubaba. End of quote. So that's just a small part of, you know, his lengthy apology on social media. So while that was also on, a day after that, that was just three days ago, his wife, Annie Idibia, went online as well to post a video of them all loved up and lovey-dovey and posted that video with a caption, I quote, Favline, can't you see the flames I burn daily for you? Our love isn't for everybody. They don't need to understand it. It's on us and us alone. I choose us. End of quote. So these posts have had a lot of Nigerians talking, wagging lips, people saying, could it be true that he indeed has gotten another woman, you know, pregnant again, regardless, in spite of all the children he already has with other women, in spite of all the sacrifices his wife has made to be with him to ensure that the relationship and their marriage stands. People have had opinions. You know, when you put your business out there, people will give you the opinion, whether you ask for it or not, you know. And so there's been a lot of opinion, a lot of, analysis, as it were, online as to the state of their relationship. But I would like for us to talk about this. Let's talk about extramarital affairs on this. Let's talk about it critically. When it comes to deal breakers, some people say, well, lying, for example, is a deal breaker for me. Some others say, oh, cheating is a deal breaker. I can handle any other thing, but do not cheat on me. Some other people say, oh, I can handle any other thing, but don't lie to me or don't hit me, you know, or don't disrespect me. Everybody has what is their deal breaker in a relationship, in a marriage specifically. But let's look at the peculiarities of being public figures and being married, especially in this situation. You're choosing to get married to this person, and the person already has a couple of children from other women, which is shouldn't be a problem, because again, you're the wife, you're going to be his wife, first official wife anyway. Now, when you get married, you then there are now rumors that, oh, your husband, you know, has impregnated another woman, or there's been an extramarital affair that has produced another child. Look at what happened in the case of Davido and his ex-fiancée, Chioma, who at the time they were planning to get married, and it was in the news. At first, it started with, oh, they had shifted, they had postponed their, you know, engagement, and it wasn't going to be that year because of the lockdown. They were going to move it to the next year, which was okay and understandable. And next in the news, we're hearing, oh, he has another baby with another woman in some other country. And before we knew what was going on, they had separated, right? I mean, we could go on and on. You already know the examples I could possibly give of people who are in the face of the public, whose marriages or relationships have to be in the full glare of the public to scrutinize every single day. In such situations, it's very hard to make certain decisions, because you're thinking, oh, public image, oh, my kids, how's it going to affect them in school? Oh, I don't want my kids to be bullied and say, oh, your parents are not together. So you may want to make certain sacrifices because of that public image, both for you, your husband or wife, and or your children. But let's bring it down to our level, you know, as normal Nigerians who go about their quiet day-to-day lives, who are in marriages. And this really is my big question. How much is too much to take in marriage? And I'm asking this question because we hear stories every day of mostly the wives who stay stuck in their marriage for reasons that aren't healthy. So a man is physically hitting you, or a man is emotionally abusing you, or a man no longer serves the purpose for that marriage, or the man is unfaithful, and you decide to stay. Even though you're not happy, even though you're losing your mind, even though you're losing yourself, for reasons best known to you. And in very few cases, the men also suffer some, you know, pain in the marriages as well. Maybe the wife is beating him, or maybe the wife is, you know, treating him unfairly. It could be anything really, but it's usually more common, you know, for the women to be in that position. I've heard people who argue and say, oh, cheating is not enough reason to walk away from a marriage. So no matter how much a man cheats, no matter how many women he has affairs with, that is not reason enough to end your marriage. I wonder if it would be the same if the tables were turned for the women. I don't know. But let's keep the conversation going. So that's not reason enough to end a marriage. And thoughts like that make me ask this question I'm asking now. How much is too much to take in marriage? Where do we draw the line between, okay, I can bear this one, and no, I can no longer bear this. It has to end here and now. I really want to know what you think about extramarital affairs, because in as much as there are deal breakers, and for some people it may not be a deal breaker, but should you be having these affairs when you have committed to a person in marriage? The answer is no. The answer is no. For those who think, men like variety is the spice of life, or men like variety, however you put it, and say, a man cannot just be eating one soup. Granted, if you belong to that school of thought, why then get married in the first place? There's no law against having babies out of wedlock. So you say, I want to have children. You can literally have children with anybody you so desire without getting married to them. There's no law against that today. So why get married and then be unfaithful to your spouse, be you your husband or your wife? Which is why I'm asking the question, how much is too much to take in marriage? Many people have talked about the fact that, this man has had how many children while dating you, then he married you, and then he still has another number of children after marrying you, and now he's having another number of children after you. When is it ever going to end? And there's also the school of thought, some people who actually believe that whatever you permit once will continue. Whatever you forgive once will continue. It will continue to happen because you have shown that you will continue to forgive. What really obtains for you when it comes to being unfaithful in marriage? I'm not talking about relationships now, specifically in marriage. You have both committed to say, I do. I will commit to you for the rest of my life. Why then would you go on to have extramarital affairs and say, it doesn't matter how many times this man cheats, at least he's coming back home to me. Or, at least I'm the one who is the missus. No other woman is. Is that what it should be? Is that a standard we should be, living by now? Let's talk about this for the next 30 minutes that we do have on the clock. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're going to go on a very short break, and when we return, the conversation will continue. Remember to drop your thoughts on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back shortly after this.
For more talk, news and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
My people, how na dey? As una don hear already, Wazopia Max TV here for Port Harcourt. Don't pack load. Come on from UHF 57. Enter go UHF 25. So make una rescan una antenna to take enjoy better content like Coco of the Matter, as the hot, better talk, the night show, movies and cop. That one day berekete. Television drama series, telenovela. We also get better children content to take entertain and educate the children them. So make you tune your antenna now to UHF 25 Port Harcourt to continue the battle all the better qualification where we keep for now. Wazopia Max TV, better entertainment.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. How much is too much to take in marriage as regards extramarital affairs? That's the conversation on this hour. I am Gabriella. Welcome back to the Sunny Side on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk about this. The numbers once again to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. In the last 10 minutes of this hour, I'm going to be giving out 5,000 naira to one lucky person. The only clue I'll be given to winning that money is to go on Facebook or Twitter and drop your comments. We're streaming live this conversation right now, so go drop your thoughts on there. And you never know. All right. How much is really too much to take in marriage? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
What I have to say is, when you are done enjoying, you can just quit, or you just move all that is coming, you just move it from your mind. You don't think about it again. That's what the person should do. It's not... You can't just move it like that. You just stay there and endure until you're done. You can now
when you say endure until you're done, what do you mean? Hello?
Hello?
When you say you have to stay there and endure until you're done, what do you mean?
What I mean is, you know, it's a legal thing. You cannot move like that. No, but if the man is continuing in his ways, you know, and you endure like that, you will die there. One day you will be satisfied with your enduring, and then you move.
Okay, then you can leave when you're tired of enduring.
Yeah, you can do whatever, you know. You can so stay on your own.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, my take is this.
The question I'd like to ask, as Nigeria Info is now, is owned by one person, and hundreds of persons have been employed there. So if you are working now, you wouldn't want somebody else to be employed? To work alongside with you? So that is marriage for you. That
I don't understand that analogy. I don't understand it at all.
But okay, now let me tell you this. It's very bad that we're talking about this side of the country. Man have the right to marry as many as he wants to, so far as he has the capital and the capacity to take care of all of them. So this mindset of feminism shouldn't play in African context, whereby
it is not feminism. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not feminists.
If you say it's not feminism, I agree with you. But to be very honest with you, the act of equality that is being taught.
It is not an act of equality either. You're
mindset.
Getting this misinterpreted entirely. If you decided to go into a monotonous marriage, why not stick to it? Why not just go ahead and traditionally get married so that affords you to marry multiple wives? Why get into a monotonous relationship and then begin to cheat?
Concubine in African context, in African traditional context, it's also accepted.
That's what I'm saying. Life. Why not just marry traditionally so you can go ahead and marry
concubines,
as many wives as you can?
Concubines are not meant to be traditionally married. There are people, today we call them side chicks, right? But that is a very wrong word. When a man has a concubine, like the way the two baba kids of the day, and they have nothing to complain about. And two baba is still answerable to her, she's still answerable to two baba, and they are still in love, living together, is still doing his fatherly role, he's playing his fatherly role. That's enough. And he should remove her height from what two baba is doing, whatever. My dear,
The Bible even also told us that in time shall come, seven women shall run over one man.
It doesn't say that they will then be married to the man.
What is it?
It doesn't say that if they are going to be married to the man. No, they did also say that the man is going to be in a relationship with all seven women. It just says seven women will be running after a man, begging to bear his last name.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what I'm saying is this. My take is this, that the mindset of an individual or in our today's society, the way people are seeing like this one, you go here, you give birth, you give here, you go here, you give birth, you go here, it's a problem, it's a sin, or it's a problem in a marriage system. It's wrong. That mindset is wrong.
It's not a mindset. If you decide that you want to go to Kaduna, you get on a bus taking you to Kaduna, for example. You can't stop by the way and say you want to spend a night in Lokoja. The bus is going to leave you. But if you're getting on a tour and you get on a bus that has about five stops to make, then the bus, every person in that bus, including yourself, you already know that you have five stops to make. So you're stopping in Lokoja, you're stopping in Benin, you're stopping in Abuja, you're stopping in Jos before you get to Kaduna. So what I'm saying is simply, nobody is against you being polygamous. Polygamy is recognized in Nigeria. If you want to be a polygamist, fine. Go ahead and be one. Marry as many wives as you want. But don't come to an institution that recognizes a monogamous home or a monogamous relationship, get married to a woman who is monogamous minded, and then begin to have extramarital affairs and use polygamy as an excuse for that act. That is wrong. So when people call us and say, oh, you cheated on me, they are not wrong for saying that. Nobody is even contesting the African culture of taking as many wives as you want. If that's what you want to be, by all means, indulge yourself. Be a traditionalist. Be that. But don't come to a woman who wants a monogamous home of man, a nuclear family of man, woman, and children. You marry her. Then you now begin to have children outside and tell her, don't you know that a man is polygamous? No, 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 and no. I don't think it works that way. I don't think it works that way. You can't eat your cake and have it. Want to be polygamous? Be polygamous. Go ahead and say, look, I want to marry 100 wives. Nobody's going to pick a gun and place it on your head and say, why do you want to marry 100 wives? If you want to get married to 20 wives and have 100 concubines, nobody is stopping you. But don't come to me who wants to be married to just one man and have my children and build a nuclear family. And then now begin to cheat and tell me and impose your polygamy on me. Find yourself a woman who doesn't mind a polygamous home. It is that simple. That's just the point I'm trying to make. Let's take some comments on Facebook. Remember, we're getting on Twitter shortly as well. You can drop your comments on Twitter at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. FK Kakum Limara says, so Baba is doing what God sent us as humans to do, to go into the world and have children. What's wrong with Annie's womb though? Can't she have the children for him? MB Udofia says is watching live from Botako. Thank you very much. Also, Francis Namani says is watching live from Amagunze in Enugu State. Thank you so much all the way from Enugu for watching on Facebook. Let's see. Virtue James says, it is not easy to determine how much is too much when you should refrain from taking actions to prevent an imbalance in your relationship. Yeah, it really is not easy. David Habila John says, adultery is too much on both sides. Many people forget there's such a thing as adultery. Everybody's not trying to hide under the umbrella of, oh, polygamy is not a crime. It's not a crime. It's not a sin. If you want to be polygamous, be polygamous. But don't come under a monogamous umbrella and begin to preach polygamy. Stay under your umbrella. Let's stay under ours. This is from Flamis Pie, who says, I can't take a cheating partner. I can't tolerate all these bad behavior and the stress. I just can't. I can't be married to my partner. And then my partner comes home and begins to tell me that there is someone outside pregnant. I just can't take it. Chiao Gozier says, forgive 999 times. It gets much when you're ridiculed, not once but twice. Then you should take the bull by the horn and separate. Go elsewhere and clear your mind, because a cheater would always have its spots. So when he or she notices you're out of the house being separated, I mean, he would have to rethink. And the onus is on you to either go back to your cheating spouse or not. It gets even bad when you both are cohabiting and not legally married. That spouse of yours would want to overdo it with a quote, "I didn't marry you." Avigen Oliamini says, this one is very serious. As for me, once a man is not faithful after he is legally married to his wife, then the wife is not safe any longer. David Chisholm says, extramarital affairs is so rampant these days. Both married men and married women are involved in this act right now. I pray soon it will not be a normal lifestyle amongst men and women. It should really be condemned. I think it's a little too late for that prayer. Well, Obilan Ebube says, cheating is a no-no for me in marriage. And for the woman, please run if it gets to physical and emotional abuse. It's high time we love and respect those we have chosen to spend forever with. Hannah Victor says, to me, it depends on the type of partner, the man or the woman you're getting married to. Some women cheat and some men cheat too. Adultery is too much nowadays. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Chika Kevin says, how much is too much? If it gets to a life-threatening act, in which case your life is at stake, well, no one deserves to die in the name of marriage. In the case of extramarital affairs, it's a different stroke for different folks. I only ask the grace to be faithfully married and stay monogamous. All right, thank you very much. Let's get back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, a woman like Madam Annie Didier, she has a very large heart. It would go from the onset. She is the kind of person that Tubaba is. And she, however, went ahead to marry him. Now, look at African setting and how men are portrayed in marriage and all that. You know, of course, we've had stories where a man living with a woman is raising another man's children. I think you have discussed that in this, in your show, maybe last that, right? So if you are looking at it in Tubaba's way, we are also looking at it in the woman's side as well, you know? So maybe we have come to see that we are in a society where things like this thing. Now, if you are okay with very large head, I mean, you have a very large heart. You know, her kind is very, very rare. Very rare. That, even though I would say, if you're a man that is like, hey, Bidia, you believe the whole world, because we start calling that man name. You know, how can you marry a woman and the woman is busy getting pregnant for other men and you are with that? If you are that friend to do it to two things, how would you go to say? Look, just be honest, what do you say for the trouble? So that is just how the heart speaks. You have a very large head. And the way society portrays a woman to be is just what where you're discussing. You know, I'm not trying to bring in another flesh to your discussion, though. Maybe you might want to read Isaiah Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. Yeah, for those who are Christians. I know not everybody are Christians. So we understand what the times that we are now. And the women so much love that scripture this day. It's to the women. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts as well. I'll get to Twitter now. You can drop your comments on Twitter. We're streaming live on there at Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter, at Queen Hajia, I guess, says, African culture encourages men to eat more than one soup, but forbids women to do the same. At Patrick _ Auroch says, truly one cannot help give it to Tubaba. His popularity status attracts women to him, even when they know he got several kids. He's rich enough to cater for all. At Walter _ Imafidon says, for my opinion, as being a Christian who believes in the Bible that does not permit divorce, I would say nothing is too much for one to quit. It's an affair of till death do you part. So you should find a way to settle your marital challenges. Really? Have you forgotten the case of, what's her name again? Ekwemi Kruna. Is that what your Bible teaches? Anyway, moving on. Onye Walek says, if it costs you your peace, it is not worth it. At Ini _ Louis says, personally, I think cheating is a deal breaker. Why should one be married and cheat? It beats my thinking. You have all of your single life to frolic around the way you want. But once you make that commitment to stay loyal to one person, endeavor to stick by your vow. It's simple. Walter comes again to reply and say, I totally agree with you, but that shouldn't be a reason to still quit your marriage. Remember, you vowed on the pulpit that it's till death do you apart. All right, thank you very much for sharing. I'm going to get back to the phone line shortly. I should be wrapping up any minute now to pick my winner of the 5,000 Naira giveaway for today. Today is quite spectacular. It's the first in a while, and the first of many more to come. Next week, I will be sharing as well how you can win 5,000 Naira for the weekend as well. But for today, the only hint I gave was to go on our social media. This is the third conversation we're having today. We've had three conversations on the 12 o'clock hour, on the 1 o'clock hour, and now, right? And the only hint I gave was to go on social media, on Facebook or Twitter, and drop your comments. I'll be telling you my criteria shortly and also announcing my winner of the 5,000. So if you ever dropped a comment from the start of the show till now, please stay glued to your radio or keep watching on socials. You just might be my winner. On Facebook, Ernest MS says, extramarital affairs is a sign of indiscipline, immaturity, and lack of self-control. It is a show of disrespect for the union and vow made before the priest and witnesses. A man should not get married if he is not ready to keep that marital vow. Extramarital affairs is too much to take in a marriage. Cheating as a slap to the other partner's face, and it's dirty. Blessing Bigoni Heart says, she's watching from Bonny Island. Oh, thank you so much, Blessing. Walter says, I'm watching live from Alu. That's amazing. Thank you for watching. And goes on to say, in my opinion, oh, I think you sent that on Twitter. I just took that now. Good John Ofima says, it looks like infidelity is peculiar with most celebrities. However, I feel before any marital ceremony, let both parties agree on what they want. If there are incompatibilities, then no need for the marriage. Marriage is a different world and not a game. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts, good John. But it's not just peculiar to celebrities. The reason why we hear theirs is because they are in our faces. It happens every day in the corners, you know, the back of your houses, in your neighborhood. But we don't hear it because they are not popular. That's one. And then two, I think when you at the start of a marriage, you don't really know what you're going to do in 5 years to come, right? I mean, you grow on each other. The point you're getting married, you're a different person at that point compared to 10 years into marriage. Because you grow as an individual. Marriage also changes you as you go, you know. So you're never really the same person. So even if you sit and say, well, let's have an agreement, you could break it in the future. And what's going to happen? Nothing. Moving on, Roy Owanda says it all started in the Bible. Victoria says she's watching from Rumway Kinney. Thank you very much, Victoria. A final caller. Oh, please do also call back. I'll take one final call and then we'll wrap up with Facebook. Let's see. Moses Okoronkwo says, some men are not faithful after marrying a good wife, but still keep the respect of their wives at home. That's to say men are polygamous in nature, but I guess it's controlled by an evil spirit. Wow. That spirit must be really strong. Michael Okezia says, good afternoon, Gabby. I agree with your idea on this. Your spouse should be informed and be comfortable with whatever lifestyle or marriage you want to have before going into a covenant with him or her. CC Humphrey says, what is wrong. Nothing justifies infidelity of any kind. Chukunalu Oliseneku says, scripturally, adultery is the only ground for divorce. Outside that, it is separation that can occur. Also, African men should stop giving excuses for the lust that they tend to satisfy. All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. Do we have a final call yet? Okay, yes. Oh, dear. What's that? Let's see. Final caller. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'm Sunday.
All right, Sunday. Go ahead.
I think the issue matter is that when you actually know whom you are and know what you are looking for, it will help you to know the kind of thing you are tying your life in. A lot of person become victim of all these things because they don't know whom they are and what they are actually looking for. As if after you are a Christian and this kind of a thing happens, I think for me, I won because the person is a Christian and involved into this kind of thing. But going to mind somebody who don't know Christ, who don't know what he's doing, such things will happen. So it depends the kind of person you are and what you are looking for. And a man called and talked about seven women we going after a man. God was telling us a taboo, something that is a taboo, an abomination that will come to happen in days to come. It does not permit such things to happen. So if such things are happening, and in other way, yeah, somebody talks about Bible permit divorce. Yes, that is the only way you can divorce either a man or a woman, any person that was faithful to you. So I think the main problem is whom you are, what you are looking for. Like me, I know my arm. I know what I'm looking for, and that helped me to mind the woman that we are today. And there are so many I've gone into, like when I met the one while we were talking, at the time I called her, she won't be good for what I'm looking for in marriage. I told her, go and tell your husband, I'm afraid of you. And that ends the relationship. Today I'm happily married. I'm staying well with my wife. We are living good. And there shouldn't be any reason why I should go out and look for a woman outside, not just because of my wife, but because of my spiritual life, not even because I'm married, but because of my spiritual life, because I'll put my spiritual stance. If I do this thing, what will be the feedback to my spiritual life, my own life as a person? I think that will help me to contain my actions. I think this is what I have for now.
All right, thank you very much. Here's my final caller. We're going to wrap up with that. I think I'll just take two more comments. I think I should take those two comments on WhatsApp. Quite a number of messages here. Good afternoon, Gabby. I agree with your idea on this. Your spouse should be informed and be comfortable with whatever lifestyle or marriage you want to have before going into a covenant with him or her. Final comments. This one says, every man or woman is a potential cheat. I must be shaking tables now. Adultery to me should not be the only reason for a divorce. If my partner becomes a bully, I'm sure quitting or filing for a separation or divorce instead. Like they say, different strokes for different folks, huh? All right, thank you so much once again for joining on our conversations. It's been a very fantastic day. Have a swell weekend. Stay out of trouble. And like I always say, always remember, regardless of what you're going through, life is always better on the sunny side.